This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Eileen Cavelli. E-I-L-E-E-N K-E-V-I-L-L-E. Date of birth 12/31/1965. Date of appointment October 23, 2024. Requesting physician Brittany McDonald, NP, BRITTANY, MCDONALD, NP. Dear Brittany McDonald, I have the pleasure of seeing Eileen Cavelli today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was diagnosed with idiopathic intracranial hypertension by Dr. Adamo, A-D-A-M-O, and Dr. Mackey, M-C-K-A-V-E. Dr. Adamo wanted to do the shunt, but her ventricles were too small. She was started on Dymox, and then she started numbness at the nose and the mouth. Dymox was discontinued. Now starting having pain again. This all happened in 2017. She was seen by the eye doctor, who said her pressure behind the eye is high. She got her regular neurologist who could not get in early. She has a waiting period of 6 months. She is a RN and she used to work in Albany Medical Center. She is having headache daily for 1 week. She is gaining weight. She is taking hydrocodone and Lyrica. She is having a headache with nausea, no vomiting. Headache is back of the head. Sharp throbbing, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Past medical history, benign intracranial hypertension, primary malignant neoplasm of the breast, chronic pain syndrome, mild intermittent asthma, hyperlipidemia, impaired fasting glycemia, tobacco user. Ulcer, chronic back pain, benign intracranial hypertension, past surgical history, breast biopsy, knee repair on the right side, wrist repair on the right side, allergy, placonal. Penicillin, Levaquin, medication, Zetia, Wellbutrin, Albuterol, Tizanidine, Hydrocodone, Lyrica, EpiPen. Socially, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day. Socially, drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She's a RN. She's single, lives alone, have no children. Family history, mother deceased. who had a coronary artery disease, stent, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, father disease, dementia, three sisters. One sister has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, one sister has melanoma and sleep apnea. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next couple, there is no carotid pruritus, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, idiopathic intracranial hypertension. Number two, migraine. Number three, back pain. Number four, chronic pain syndrome. Number five, blurred vision. Number six, pain in the joint stiffness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Dymox 250 milligram PO daily. I also want to start Topamax, but patient said she will wait and see how the Dymox will work. She is not a candidate for a VP shunt as per neurosurgery. For chronic pain, she is taking hydrocodone and Lyrica. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months or earlier if the symptom recur. If the symptom will not subside. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I will. Thank you.